Our wonderful God, the vine, the second man, the rock, the righteous judge, the resurrection and the life, the prince of life and of peace. We worship and exalt you this morning. There is none like you. Thank you for a new day and your loving kindness. Be thou exalted in the name of Jesus. Hello, everyone. Hallelujah. I welcome you to Friday, 12th August, 2022. I bring to you Fresh Spring Daily Devotional with Olumide Salako. Today's theme is a compulsory increase and decrease. Memory verse, John chapter 3 verse 30. He must increase, but I must decrease. Bible passage, Isaiah chapter 9 verse 6 to 8. I take 7. Of the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end. Upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom, to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice, from henceforth even forever, the zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. Message of victory. In the world, man experiences both increase and decrease in every facet of life. It is expected that both pregnancy and newly born grow and increase in sizes consistently over time. 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 2 and Exodus chapter 2 verse 10. Managements of organization must ensure their income increases with reduction in expenditures to please their board of directors. Matthew chapter 25 verse 14 to 28. In the same vein, spiritual growth is a must for you in the kingdom of God. Hebrews chapter 5 verse 12. Hebrews chapter 5 verse 13 says, for everyone that useth milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. The longer you take milk, the redundant and stunted your growth becomes. If in Luke chapter 2 verse 40, Jesus grew and waxed strong in the spirit, then it is expected that you and I, without any excuse, must grow too. Matthew chapter 3 verse 10 says, and now also the axe is laid unto the root of the tree. Therefore, every tree which bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. If the Lord invested so many resources in your life, but you refuse to increase and become profitable because of your laziness and lifestyle, you would be cut off from his kingdom. The essence of your physical and financial increase is to grow and bring glory to God. Improvement in your character, way of life, prayer life, and the war and the knowledge of the world increase the influence of the Lord in your life, home, and ministry. Jesus came from above, therefore must continue to increase more and more in you as your unrighteousness decreases. John chapter 3 verse 31. The hand of the giver must always be on top. Therefore, the Lord is a giver of life and all good things, who is before and above all things. Colossians chapter 1 verse 17. Colossians chapter 1 verse 18 says, and he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have the preeminence. In addition, Romans chapter 8 verse 23 says, and he said unto them, ye are from beneath, I am from above, and ye are of this world, I am not of this world. Jesus, who is firstly not on of this world, and secondly from above, and thirdly the head of the church, which is the greatest force in the world, possesses the ultimate power of the kingdom. Matthew chapter 28, verse 18. From our anchor passage, the responsibilities of the government and the orderliness of the kingdom was placed on Jesus. And to execute this office, he must reign without end or any hindrance. Make sure you are never an obstacle or obstruction to the Lord's authority. Otherwise, you would become his enemy. His nature, righteousness, and government must be formed in you without your human nature and personality traits must decrease daily until you reach perfection in the fullness of the stature of Christ. Matthew chapter 5 verse 48. Galatians chapter 5 verse 24 says, "And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with their affections and lust." As Christ's lifestyle forms in your heart, you will think, act, and react to unrighteousness like him. Psalm 45 verse 7. Action point. Let spiritual growth be your emphasis and not only physical, material, and financial. Prophetic prayers and declarations. Join me this morning to give thanks and praise to God. Father, we thank you for yet another day in your presence. We thank you for the salvation of our souls and your loving kindness. Be exalted in the name of Jesus. I pray for you this morning. May God of heaven help you to embrace his word and righteousness to cause the nature of Christ be formed in every part of your life in the name of Jesus Christ. May you receive the grace and strength to crucify and kill everything that wants to stop your journey in life in the name of Jesus. I pray for a user of this devotional this morning. May the preeminence of God be in your life, your family, your ministry, and his ultimate love and desire in the name of Jesus. I pray and I decree this morning, may you no longer live as a babe, but grow to maturity, to be able to eat strong meat and live in righteousness all the days of your life in the name of Jesus. Fresh Spring Daily Devotional, FSDD, is one of the best widely read and listened devotional. Please share it to spread the gospel of Christ. You can also visit our FSDD website at www.ocmnation.onpodium.com. We encourage you to worship with us to experience the word, worship, and winning at 12B Ashiria Kofa Street off Adetola Street off Brown Road, Suleri, Lagos, Nigeria. For prayers, counseling, and deliverance, please share. Please send your prayer request to Olive Christian Ministry 2017@gmail.com or via the following WhatsApp number +234 8023 18 18 57. Good morning and may God bless you tremendously in the name of Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah.